Tamid, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Ra'u och echov sheyorad. We're talking over here. We're holding after the Boidik, and they saw that everything was roy to start the day of Avodah. We're also after the Haromas Hadeshen. So it's after the Trumas Hadeshen we spoke out in the first Perek. There's another Avodah called Hoitzoas Hadeshen, where the Kahanim would prepare for taking out the deshen that was left over on the Mizbech, al michutz lanachin. Separate avodah. So over here, when the Kahanim see that the one that was zoiche, the first pious to Trumas Hadeshen, is finished, he already came down from the Mizbech, he already was made the pile of Gecholim on the Ritzbeh Sohazara, they would come right away, Rotsu Bo, they would come Bizrizus, in order to be kosher l'avoda, they have to do kedushas yadayim v'raglayim from the mayim that was niskadish in the kiyor. So they come quickly, they do. Now the shaila is, what are they doing over here, which is an avoda? We'll read the Mishnah, and then we'll go back to try to define why this needs kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Notlos ha-magreifois v'satzinoyos. They take two types of kelim. Magreifois are like shovels, tzinoyos are like forks. It's not the Lashon. Normally in Hebrew, the word for fork is a mazlik. Over here, the tzinoyos is because the mice, the sticks are like tzinoyos. So this is the kelim that they take, and they're going to take something to shovel and something to pick up. What are they going to pick up? Let's see. V'olu l'roish ha-mizbech, they go up to the top of the mizbech. Choyvorim v'apdorim shelo nisaklim bo'erev. There were chalokim of the karbonis of yesterday that were not totally consumed by the fire. They didn't turn into ashes yet. We're talking about veivarim, the limbs of the behemoth. Vapdorin is the chalovim of the behemoth. Soinkinoisim, which means they would move it with the mazlegois. Letztodiam is back. The Lashon is a little bit misleading. Letztodiam is back would sound like the outer walls. It really means letztodiam. Rosh HaMizbech, Mufashim said, they're moving it close to the Marocha of Eish in order that they should become consumed by the fire. If not everything could fit, there's a limited amount of area right around the Marocha where it's going to get burnt up. It would be too far. The fire is not going to consume it. They would be misadirit on the top of the Kevesh, on the upper Chelek, the Mufashim said, on top of the Soiviv. The Soiviv is the dividing line between the Elyon of the Mizbech and the Tachton of the Mizbech. Now there's a lumbus to this. Namal, the chalokim of the carbon that were not nasim mitzvasim, they weren't consumed, should be nifsal belino. This is a halacha that we find all over Kachem. We had this a few times in Mesechus Me'ilo, where something which was not dam or any other chalik of the carbon which was not done, the avodah wasn't done in it, is nifsal at the end of the day. The chalki of behemoth weren't huktar if they were not consumed by the fire. However, there's a gzeres hakosuv that ain lina poiselis al gabi ha-mizbech. Al gabi ha-mizbech, the mizbech is koilit, that even though it's not nasa mitzvosu b'cheftza, the evorim are not burnt up yet, but the mizbech is koilit them. It's similar to the halacha that anything that's on the mizbech, im olu lo yerid, it's considered huktar insofar as being nifsal belino. So that mokim, where that's al gabi ha-mizbech, had to be from the Soiviv Ulamal. They left it on the Kevesh, connected the Soiviv Ulamal. Now, the purpose of this whole Avodah of bringing the Evorim to be consumed was a first step, L'chayra, in the Avodah of actually clearing off the Deshen from the Rosh HaMizbech. So they clear off the Deshen of the Tapuach, which is the rounded area on the top of the Mizbech, and with that there was more Mokim, that's why they brought everything closer for the next round to be burnt up by the Atzei Amareches. So it's really this Avodah of Soinkin with the Tzinoiros is really the first step of Hoitzoas Hadeshen. Because of that, that's why it needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. This is the way some Rishonim have it. L'maisa, Achronim have a Meduber that is Moed Yitochen in Rambam Shnei Nishtazoi, that really what's going on over here is Stamaklal. Any coin that goes up to the top of the Mizbech for any reason needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Ya'avoyde, not avoyde. It could be that this was not considered a chelik of avoyde. Only a coin is allowed to go up on the Mizbech, not a zor, but be'etzim it's not an avoyde. And the Kiddush Yadayim Rachlayim was poshed al tzdal liyah to the Reish HaMizbech. That seems to be a machlek sushayim. Mishnah Beis. Hechelu malin ba'ofa al gabei ha-tapuach. Like we explained, once they took the Evorim and they moved them to the Tzidei Reish HaMizbech, they started taking with the magrefos, shoveling off the efer that was on top, that was already of the korbanos from yesterday that were consumed. And they take the efer, there was a lot of efer sitting on top of the Mizbech, and they shovel it al gabei ha-tapuach, which was a high pile of efer in the middle of the Mizbech. V'tapuach hoyeh be'emtza Mizbech, it was in the center, it was a rounded area, a very high pile of efer, and it was b'roish in the middle of the Mizbech. Pa'omim olov kishloish me'os kur, which is a tremendous amount. Chazal say that about the derech guzmo katani the rab brings, they never made it, let it get that big. But why Chazal use that Lashon about it? In every Lashon Chazal is an Oymik. So, of course, when it was too much, and like we just said, they never get it, let it get Kishlosh Me'ezkur, and then they would do Hoytzos Adeshin. When there was a big pile, there would be Medashin in the Mizbeach. They would take those same Gorfim, they would shovel. And they would take it al michutz Yerushalayim. There was a mokum over there. Uberigolim yom tovim lohiu medashnoi. So they would not shovel off the mizbeach. They would allow a hitstabrus, a tremendous collection of arima sa'ofer, because that would be fakert. That would be the noin. Like this, you're clearing off the top of the mizbeach. You're making seder. But on yom tov, you're showing klal yisrael comes how many karbonis. Heilige karbonis were consumed by the fire. Mipneishu noilam mizbeach. It's a noilam mizbeach that many karbonis were consumed. Miyomav le'nisatz la'akoyim la'hoitzis adeshin. Interesting lashon over here in the Mishnah. The fact that the pile of deshin was so great, the Rav says, what the Mishnah means to ask. Why? Because the kanim were misatzel? No. Me'olam, the kanim were never misatzel. Faket, there was a noy on showing what a collection of efer there was, how much chavivus hamitzvus Klal Yisrael has. Now again, the Mishnah leaves a little bit vague, so how often? Doesn't say how much efer had to be on the top of the mizbech till they made Hoytzos Adeshin. Doesn't say how often they did it. Doesn't say how much they did. So here we have a major machlokes. There's a Rambam over here in the Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam paskins this way in Tmidin Musaf in Perek Beis. The Ravid holds this way also over there in Halacha Zayin. That every day after they would shovel the efer on the mizbeach, the tapuach, they would also take from the big pile the tapuach, and then they would take him mechutz Yerushalayim. Only on Yom Tov they delayed in being moitzi the deshen because of that noilam mizbeach. Most Yerushalayim don't hold that way. There's no din in the parasha of Hoytzos Adeshen. The parasha in the beginning of the parasha Sav talks about the daily avoida of Trumas Adeshen, which we had in Perek Aleph. Hoytzos Adeshen is Lefi HaTzerich. Even though it's mentioned over in the parasha, it doesn't say that's B'chol Yoim. That's not the intent of the pasuk. So Mele, because of that, that's why the Rambam and the Rabbi held not that way. But the Rishonim hold that there's no mitzvah B'chol Yoim. Only when there's a lot of Efer, that's where they would do the Hoytzos Adeshen. Now the truth of the matter is that the Pashtus of the Psukim over there in the beginning of Pashtus Tzav are mashma that's b'chodamach, the Trumas Adeshen or Itzos Adeshen. The Mishnah Melech says that's the Pashtus like the Ram and the Ravid. On the other hand, to say that there's a mitzvah b'chodayim, then we'll vatl a mitzvah, a chelik of the avoidim, if they know hamizbeach, absent the sense. You have to say it's not mamish an avoid, it's only machshir avoidim. So litzoyrich, they could do it. The psukim, you'll say also, no, the pasuk vayitzi sadeshen amichutz lamachne, which is over there, is not really a hemshich of Trumas Sadeshin. That's the back and forth over here between the Rishonim.